This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. We kick off hour number three of the program. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That is brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Dale joining us tonight from anarchyinyourhead.com. And Dale, last hour, one of our callers kind of made reference to the Christian religion, the Bible, etc., and the issue of free will came up. And you seemed like you wanted to jump into that. We were getting toward the end of the hour, and I said, well, let's hold off and talk about an hour three, so have at it.
Okay, here's my beef with the free will discussion.
And this isn't just Christianity. This is lots of religions this kind of thing.
It's even getting into just the realm of philosophy. Because, I mean, it's an interesting discussion. It really is. But what's tedious to me is I feel like there's a foundation that is left out of it before you can start talking about free will, and that is, what is it? The last time I brought this up, I said, it gets so tedious to me when people start arguing for free will when we haven't even really established an agreement on what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And then he immediately went into a tirade about why there's free will. Not so much, I shouldn't call it a tirade, but he argued for free will and why it exists in his mind. And I didn't even say anything. I'm like, okay. I just didn't want to, because once again, we just skipped over this very important foundation of establishing what it is.
So
it almost always seems to come down, and what I mean is, it always seems to come down to the sort of notion of, do we live in a strictly deterministic universe where everything had a cause? You know, everything's caused by something else. And then you have the compatibilist notion of free will is sort of based on the notion that we are in a deterministic universe, but that because of chaos theory and the massive randomness, the massive complexity of all the interactions of everything that's happening in the universe, nothing is predictable. You know, you can't predict with perfect accuracy, and because of Heisenberg uncertainty principle and things like that.
At least our little minds can't predict it.
Yeah, and we don't even know what we are going to decide to do in the future, much less someone else. And so in that sense, there's sort of the compatibilistic notion of free will, which is, for all practical purposes, that there's, you know, that it's not, you can't determine what someone's going to do, for instance. And that's sort of the compatibilistic notion. And then there's this whole thing of, well, there's an element to the universe that's not deterministic. And I've never gotten anyone to explain to me this element, either to your own will or to the nature of the universe itself, that is non-deterministic, that is not just random. And if that's the case, why is that a meaningful thing? If you're saying there's an element of randomness to my decision making, that is that free will? And should I be excited about that? Or should I? Because I would like to think that I am a very, I am making calculations all the time and making better decisions
based
and learning.
Based on input, based on what you've picked up. And
that's a meaningful decision to me, to make a decision based on the criteria that I have for making a decision, including all the things that make up who I am as a person, my own morality, my own memories and judgment that I've built up over time. All that is very critical to me and meaningful to me, and if there's an element of randomness in there, I'm not particularly interested in that element of randomness. And then there's this, but people will say, no, it's not randomness, Dale, it's your free will. Well, okay, if it's not deterministic, what is it if not just random?
Mark?
I don't entirely understand what he's been saying, let alone what he asked me.
What part are you confused about?
What is deterministic?
Determinism is the doctrine that all facts...
What is this random aspect of my decision-making?
The doctrine that all events, including human choices and decisions, have sufficient cause. So the idea is, if you make a decision that is based on cause, and that there's some observations you've made in the past or whatever input you've taken in to make that decision, that's a deterministic decision.
Aren't all decisions made that way?
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Dale. But then there are some people that say that, well, there's also randomness involved.
Well, they don't call it that, though.
No.
I just don't know what else to describe it like. If it's there's some element that's not deterministic, then what is it? Because my will, I have a will. There's no doubt about that.
But
I don't know if
your will. Is this the idea? I'm asking you. I have no idea what you're talking about, Dale. That's
I'm not arguing
to,
that.
Trying to pare it down.
What I'm trying
I don't
to
get
say,
it.
I'm trying to say is often the argument about free will. Someone's arguing for free will, or they're usually arguing that there is a non-deterministic element to reality and to our own choices.
I don't think that usually when they're arguing, what I hear when I hear people talking about arguing for free will is they say, yes, you have free will. And then they say things, something that seems completely contrary to me, which is, yes, God has a perfect plan and knows everything that's ever happened and everything that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
At which point I have to wonder, how in the world did he create in the blink of an eye existence that everything that is going to happen or previously happened, but I still have free will? Like, I just
I've had that question, too. And I kind of grasp people who feel differently that that's not the case, that in fact he does know what you're going to choose, but you have the free will to choose it somehow. And that's sort of getting into a realm of like God is sort of beyond our notions of logic or something, which is really ridiculous too. But that's not even what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is, you know, disregard that about whether or not God exists even, or whether or not God is an omnipotent, omniscient being.
We're going to keep doing this until Mark gets what you're saying.
Regardless of that, let's just say we, you know, are we automatons ultimately is what it comes down to.
How could we be?
Well, if everything, I mean, like the deterministic notion of the universe is that yes, we're effectively very very complicated automatons, that we that our consciousness is the result of the decision making process which is at work in our brains, and that, you know, neurons are firing, that we're interacting with the world around us, that is all cause and effect, you
now,
know?
Isn't it basically that given certain input criteria that you will come up with a certain decision?
X goes in, Y will definitely come out.
So
because there's, you know,
with a powerful enough computer that knew enough factors, I could guess a number between 1 and 10, and that computer could tell me which number that I was going to guess?
I think that that's sort of the idea, although I have, the compatibilistic notion of free will contradicts that denies that in the sense that it's too complex, and there's the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, that you're constantly in flux and changing, and that there's no way to ever know every single particle of your body, you know, and your brain, to be able to anticipate what you're going to guess, but that does not deny the possibility that we live in a purely deterministic universe.
So ask the question again.
Do you not understand what I mean by deterministic?
I think I've got deterministic now.
Okay. So what then is, how do you, what is free will to you if it is not deterministic, if it's not just an element of randomness? Like true randomness.
I wouldn't think that it's true randomness. I think that it deterministic in the sense that, you know, like I have my experiences and I'm going to choose to make my decisions based on those experiences, likely, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
And it's going to be based on sort of preference and, well, you know, like sometimes I go to a restaurant and I'll have the thing that I've always had, which is common for me. Sometimes I'll say, you know, I've had that enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to try something new. I don't think that is entirely within the realm of free will.
Is that random or is that deterministic?
I think it just depends on how I feel that day. I mean, it's just free will.
I agree with, like, I am not 100% certain that the universe is completely deterministic. I do not know. There's some people that talk about quantum physics and supposedly there are elements of randomness in there. But as far as we know, that could just be an element that's deterministic, but we aren't able to measure it, what the cause is. You know, who knows? Or if it is truly random on some tiny, you know, some molecular scale, then, okay, maybe it is random and there is an element of randomness that would make a true prediction impossible because there's an element of randomness involved. That still is not significant to me. That means there's an element of randomness to us, which sort of to me is like, that just seems sort of like a decision maker that doesn't work very well because it's a little bit random. You know, I don't want to plug something into a calculator. You know, I'm not going
to have an element of randomness.
Yeah, this calculator is superior because there's an element of randomness in it. I want it to tell me the correct answer.
Right, and somebody that a creature and something that exists that could have, or something, if you will, that has a greater observational skill, computational skill than we do, whether it's a computer or just something more advanced, could look at maybe could look at you, Mark, and say, well, Mark has eaten the pizza 5 times, and so it is very likely that, you know, Mark at this point will decide to choose the hamburger because I know Mark, and I've observed him over his entire life, and I know that whenever he eats pizza 5 times in a row, he doesn't have pepperoni on it the next time, or whatever. There's more coming up here, and you are welcome to throw your thoughts in. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Think Glove technology.
It makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as 1 Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to 1 free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about free will, but you can exercise yours and actually take control and bring up any topic. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
But then again, maybe there really is no free will. We will continue our discussion here in moments. First, I want to tell you about StartPage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, you can use StartPage.com, or you should, rather. instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. You don't want to be searching with Google or Microsoft when you've got StartPage because, well, there was a story about Microsoft today that one of their executives is, I guess, lobbying for an internet tax. Gee, thanks so much for that. Really, really appreciate it. So head on over to startpage.com and take the 7-day challenge. As we continue here, you can bring up whatever you want. Also, don't forget that our website is packed full of features, and they are all completely free over at freetalklive.com. Let's jump back into the phone calls here and continue the discussion about free will. First, we go to Keith in New Hampshire on the Amp Lines. Hello, Keith.
Hey, Free Talk Live.
What's on your mind tonight?
Free will. Very interesting discussion. I was just going to chime in real quick.
Sure.
All the things that Dale, you elucidated are very interesting, and I've kind of been over some of the same lines of thinking in the past. For me, it boils down to this. If I commit murder, is it my fault? Or, you know, can I be blamed for taking an action that harms someone else? Because I'm driving here, I'm sorry. If there is no free will, you know, if it's totally predetermined, then there really can't be fault laid on a person for committing a wrong action.
So
that's
you're saying
like the practical.
So you are arguing
practical working model.
Okay, so you're accepting. You're just saying if there's not an element of randomness, then if there's an element of randomness to your decision, then that's the difference to you. Is that what makes the difference to you?
Not randomness.
What is it if not deterministic?
Either way.
What is it if not deterministic? I need to understand that before I can talk about it.
Okay. I'm setting aside all those abstract arguments, and I'm just bringing it to my personal life.
This is what drives me nuts, though. This is the part that makes the discussion incredibly tedious. Because
there has to be.
Because you're kind
of.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. There has to be accountability in your personal life, that if you harm someone else, that you have to be held responsible. I mean, That's the concept.
Should be very important to you to define what this non-deterministic thing is, if it is other than randomness, so that we can have this discussion about accountability, right?
Well, I'm not saying that the universe isn't completely deterministic. It might be.
How about this?
There was a great book by Stephen Wolfram. You probably heard of him. It's called A New Kind of Science, and it's like 1,200 pages. It's like I got to the last chapter and then I quit. But it talks about how simple rules can create complexity, and it's probably the closest thing that I've come across to explain, and it's basically what you were saying earlier, Dale, about how things can be so complicated and they're so scrambled that, you know, it can create kind of a pseudo-randomness.
Well, you're sort of talking about free will from a compatibilistic perspective, which is even if the universe is purely deterministic, that, you know, actual decisions are based on such incredibly complex criteria, literally down to, like, molecules and how they interact, and the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, and so on.
We don't have math to describe how a cookie crumbles or how a flag waves in the breeze. But if you drill down to those little cookie crumbs or the fabric in the flag, there's little forces acting, and it creates a very complicated system. And I think somehow free will emerges from, you know, those simple rules acting in our mind in a deterministic way, but somehow it creates complexity, some kind of recursive loop that creates consciousness.
Okay.
And free will comes out of that, you know, somehow. I don't understand it. But just, instead of driving myself crazy trying to figure it out, I just come down to the practical application. You know, if I hurt someone else, am I at fault? And I have to say, yes, I am.
Well, yeah, I mean, the you taking those actions against another person is going to be, hopefully, that you'll have to pay some sort of restitution for the damages that you caused.
And well, I would say,
whether it's free will or not.
I guess there's two things I need to address. One is the idea of, you know, really complex things being involved in our will. I would say, though, that, like, it's all very complicated, but the bulk of it, like, when it comes down to, am I going to kill a person or not, I can pretty much trace who I am as a person, which has to do with my history up to this point, you know, how I was raised, the people I've interacted with to this point. There's some relatively powerful factors that affect those big decisions in my life.
There are factors. And free will isn't unlimited. I mean, you can't decide to fly, and you can't decide to be 6 inches taller. You know,
right.
There's limits, there's constraints from, you know, the environment that you're operating in, and
well,
you know, the
what you're saying is, generally speaking, what I'm saying is that we are I think there's fairly good evidence that we are a product of our environment and our, and you could even say our DNA and the things that make up who we are as a person is sort of part of that environment. And our history up to this point has created who we are today. I'm fairly confident about that. But
sure.
But that aside, I just think of like, but but when it comes to like accountability. Let's say that you are, you know, a really, really complex computer who is making decisions and that has a goal. Let's say you have a goal and you're most interested in satisfying that goal. This is a way oversimplification, but you're going to analyze all the factors and try to find the best way to achieve that goal. And so let's say our goal is we don't want people to get killed, right?
Okay.
And we got murderers, right? So let's look at it like that and say, okay, what's the best way to keep people from being killed? If someone is a murderer,
right.
What's the best way to keep them from hurting someone else again?
That's a mechanistic approach, right? But in the real life, like Mark, you were describing earlier when you're sitting down to decide what to have for lunch, there's kind of like this tipping point. It could go either way, and there's like some kind of little, you know, breeze that blows in your consciousness, and it tips you one way or the other.
Yes.
And it's not real. It's not mechanistic. Like you're not deciding, you know, you're not evaluating how it's going to affect your lifespan, your cholesterol, those other things. It's kind of just a feeling that you're basing it on.
Instinct?
Yeah, it's right. There's some kind of instinct. It's a very
okay.
It's a very wispy thing.
I thank you, Keith, for the call and the discussion. Appreciate the thoughts. 800-259-9231. So what I heard from you there, Dale, at one point was that. And his idea about, well, if there's no free will, then if I kill somebody, should there be consequences? Well, if you all of a sudden decided that there was no free will and that wouldn't change how you feel about your life, it wouldn't necessarily change, it wouldn't turn you into a killer because that's not who Dale is.
Well, I guess I was sort of arguing against the relevance of this, like, I'm sort of arguing that in the big scheme of things, we are sort of essentially, it seems to me that we're, for the bulk of our decisions are primarily based on our experiences up to now and what we've been shaped.
Right, so they could be predicted.
To some extent, but
well, this is where I wanted to go with it, was that I think that free will, and I was just, it's so convenient that I was just watching the Imagining the Tenth Dimension video today on YouTube, which I highly recommend. People take, I think it's like a 10-minute video, just take some time, sit down and watch it. And I'll talk about what I observed in that video today about the 10 dimensions. We're in the third and fourth dimension here. So we'll talk a little bit more about that and how I think it might tie into this discussion, hopefully so we can actually define free will, which is still, I think, where we're at right now.
Yeah.
More coming up. You can take control, bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include our webcam and chat room, both on the same page of the site. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to enjoy those. They're free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Now, if you enjoy intellectual discussion, well, there's a lot of it that's going to happen at the upcoming Liberty Forum. It kicks off in 2 weeks in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night from the Liberty Forum, and we're looking forward to it. I am really excited, as always, about going out and experiencing a weekend full of hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out in the same hotel doing a convention thing with panel discussions and guest speakers, dinner parties, after-hours parties. It's an absolute blast. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about it and use our discount code FTL to save 10%. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and we will see you there. So we're discussing something that, as Mark pointed out during the break, is on the cerebral side. In fact, Mark, you were threatening to walk out of the show tonight.
That's not correct. You were threatening to kick me out.
No, I didn't threaten anything. You said you didn't want to be a part of this discussion
anymore. I
said I
was gonna sit quietly.
Yeah. I think he was suggesting a slight subject change, and then you and
Ian's a jackass and a real jerk.
And I understand we've gotten kind of cerebral talking about science, really technical terms like whether deterministic and.
Well, we stopped down, though, and we explained what determinism meant.
Not very effectively. It's finally
the doctrine
now
that all
two
events,
segments,
including human choices and decisions, have sufficient causes.
That doesn't
well,
do it.
It's, something deterministic is when you like roll a pool ball and it hits three other balls.
I'm beginning to get it now, though. Like, it's taken two segments for me to figure out that determinism essentially means that people don't have free will. That somehow they are a product of their their environments up until now, and they don't have free will.
All right,
right.
That is sort of true, I guess. But what I'm trying to get people to explain is what then is free will if not randomness? Because that's the only thing I can think of that is not deterministic.
But you said that you were frustrated by the tediousness of the conversation surrounding free will.
I was frustrated by people talking about the existence of free will without defining if it is in fact just an element of randomness to our decisions. Then that's fine, but let's talk about it like that.
But I don't know that it is an element of randomness to our decision making. I don't know any of that stuff, and I'm just now beginning to understand. I've never had a conversation like this before, and
we're breaking new ground on Free Talk Live.
Right. That's good. That's good.
So and I as I've stated in the past, I really don't like conversations that I think are cerebral with no intent.
Okay.
I find that frustrating
the
myself.
The intent was to define what free will is.
They seem like two,
but there isn't any free will if you're a determinist.
They feel like two. The concept of randomness and deterministic reality, those two concepts seem exclusive and all-encompassing together. So it's something, it either has to be one or the other. And I don't know this third thing that there can be. And so if what people are arguing for when they argue for free will is that there's an element of randomness to our decisions, that's fine. I just don't find that to be particularly compelling. If there's an element of randomness that caused someone to murder someone, that still doesn't seem to make them very accountable versus if it was deterministic.
Can I step out of this for a moment and put this in a different perspective?
Okay.
So I was watching this YouTube video today, which I highly recommend. It's just fascinating and very cerebral, Mark, so you may want to stay away from it.
No, I like some of these YouTube videos. I feel like this exploring the different dimensions and God and stuff, I think it's put well. I don't think what's been put for the last two segments has been put particularly
well. Anything you're confused about, you can just stop down, as we've been doing, and talk about it so we can help explain it better. Because I have to agree. I agree with you. At first, I was a little confused about determinism, and then I started to get it maybe after the first explanation. So what I wanted to talk about was what I was seeing in that YouTube video. It's called Imagining the Ten Dimension, and it starts with 0, 1, 2, 3, goes all the way up to 10. So it's actually there are 11 dimensions.
But, I heard 12, but okay.
And it explains in as much of a way as possible to where we can grasp what it means, what the various different dimensions are. And the third dimension is what we're in right now. And then, of course, the fourth dimension is the difference between one point in the third dimension and a later point in the third dimension.
So it's time.
Yeah. So those are kind of the dimensions that we're very familiar with because we exist in them. And if you look at the fifth dimension, if I'm recalling correctly, the fourth dimension looked at from a wide perspective, from somebody who could look at the entire fourth dimension, would be able to see your life from beginning to end. They'd be able to see you as a baby all the way through you as, a corpse, essentially. And all of the things that you did in that period of time, they would be able to observe. So some sort of creature that could observe the fourth dimension that was outside of time in that way would actually be able to look and see at this one particular line of Mark eating at a restaurant, would be able to see, Mark's going to do this next, because that creature has the ability to look at that. But then again, if you factor
in
the next dimension,
it's like a two-dimensional world. It's like a map, and we can look at the whole map.
You can look at the entirety of somebody's lifespan. But of course, then there's also the alternative suggestion where there's also the fact that there are alternative universes and things like that, and different directions that things could have gone, right? Because you, Mark, could have decided to have pizza as opposed to the hamburger. So what would have happened had you done that? Or what would have happened had you never started doing Free Talk Live? What about those timelines that in your current life didn't happen? Something that was outside of all that could look at the fifth and the fourth and the sixth dimensions and see all of those things. I mean, see is a strange word in this kind of discussion.
Perceive.
But would be able to, perceive all of these things happening. And so I think that maybe free will, for the purpose of our discussion, from our perspective inside the third and fourth dimensions, exists. For us, it exists. We are making choices. We are making choices, and there are consequences to those choices, et cetera, et cetera. But to something else that is greater than us, they would be able to see what those choices would be or perceive what those choices would be. So I think the answer, at least from what I've understood of the conversation so far and my analysis, is that free will exists from within our perspective, but outside of it, from something that has the perspective of a much larger perspective, something that can observe different dimensions.
Something that we've never experienced before. We have no proof exists. And
you won't be able to prove that it exists. Because
or if you can't prove
like
it exists, then it doesn't, right?
But that, no, that's not no. true. It's
but
like
it might be irrelevant.
It's certainly irrelevant.
Right. For our existence, it is irrelevant because we have to make choices. We're here, we're in this dimension, and we're here to accomplish certain things, and we get to choose what those things are. But from a larger perspective, I think that what Dale is suggesting, or maybe this is what you're suggesting, that it's all deterministic.
Every time we come to a choice, we make all the choices. And then each one sprouts off into a separate universe.
There is that possibility, too.
And our experience
too.
Is what we you know, what we have is the experience of only one of those at a time. And essentially, I am experiencing me making a very specific sequence of billions and billions and trillions of choices throughout my life in one line. But in fact, maybe I made every single choice, and then everyone after that sprouted off into another.
So it feels like free will, but it's an illusion.
Wouldn't that creature
that
is
speculation?
Wouldn't that creature that exists outside of time in the 27th dimension, looking at the fifth, the fourth dimension, then be able to look at all human lives, all tracking across all of time, and then that person would be able to essentially have a perfect plan because hey, look, I can see all this stuff, and their perfect plan is well, what I see. And so, therefore, that person would be God, that individual. Are you arguing for the existence of God? Did God put Jesus Christ on this earth 2,000 years ago and save you for your sins? Because
I
what
don't
you've done
think that's the
is
issue
you, yes, as it absolutely
yeah,
is.
Whether
that.
Jesus Christ existed or not is not the issue.
Sure, sure,
no,
he did.
Not.
Absolutely, he must have.
Is something that can perceive the fourth, fifth, and sixth dimensions and beyond that God? I mean, from our perspective, it is certainly a superhuman creature. Is there only one of them? Are there such creatures, or is it just some sort of nebulous cloud?
Analogy for trying to grasp the notion of these things to say, well, if you could perceive them, if you were some sort of creature that had the ability to perceive these different dimensions, the same way we can look at if there were a two-dimensional world, you could look at it and see everything going on in it, and they wouldn't be able to see you because you're outside of their existence.
Yeah, folks, we're coming up here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever lost power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it the most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com to request a free information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time perhaps for your phone call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free. Now, if you enjoyed this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, and we will essentially get on more radio stations as a result of your $3 a month. Makes a difference for us. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you will get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum. Get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com as we go to Glenn in New York on the amp line. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, Ian.
Hey there, Glenn.
Mark, Dale. I think that this idea that randomness would engender or create free will is kind of logically ridiculous. It kind of seems to me it would imply that you would will one thing to happen, and then the result would be something different. Like you'd go to move your arm, and instead your leg would move. And I think the only kind of freedom it gets you is freedom from the laws of logic, because your free will just basically says that you choose one thing, and that result is one thing. It can be one thing only. It's going to be A and not B.
So you're choosing things for a reason.
Certain terms are being muddied in this conversation.
Okay. No, I'm glad you brought that up. So you're essentially arguing for determinism.
Yeah, I don't think determinism necessarily precludes free will, and that rather it's an exercise of your will. I think this idea that you're being compelled or coerced by the universe to live the result of your choice is kind of ridiculous. It's like saying, like, oh, you're not free because you're bound by the result of what happens. It just seems stupid to me.
Any thoughts to that, Dale?
Yeah, I think that, I get what you're saying. That's why I think sort of the notion that there is an element of randomness in our decisions is sort of irrelevant to me. And if it is there, it's kind of meaningless. You know, I'm more concerned about, you know, the decisions I make, I do them for a reason. And that seems very deterministic, but that seems okay to me. I mean, I think that's, you know, it's good to make a decision for a certain reason.
Can you make a decision that wasn't determined by, you know, external factors? Is it possible?
Well, that's what people argue a lot
of. I'm not arguing. I'm asking you. Can you decide, you know, today I'll have pizza? Or is that somehow identified? You know, like, can you?
Well, what I can tell you is that it's complicated as to why I make some decisions sometimes, and I acknowledge that, if that's what you're trying to say.
No, I'm not trying to say anything. I'm asking you a question. Can you make a decision that wasn't somehow determined for you? Can you, even though your favorite color is blue, can you pick out an orange shirt?
My own person and who I am is a big factor in the decisions. Yeah, so of course I'm making decisions.
No, I'm not asking you if you're making decisions. I'm asking you, can you make a decision that wasn't somehow predetermined in some way for you? Is it possible? I'm trying to identify.
I don't know. I don't know if I am making decisions on a purely deterministic level or not.
I don't think predetermined
feel that way.
I admit,
I will say that.
I don't feel like predetermined is the right term, because predetermined suggests that there's some entity that has.
No, it doesn't suggest that. You could be if just whatever the factors are throughout life have resulted in me, this hairless monkey sitting across from you that thinks largely you're a jerk, that somehow or another that I am the result. And those, that's how it's come out. That's how it is. It's determined, and I'm going to make the results that I want.
Tomorrow,
I'm going to want Chinese food, and I don't have a choice about it.
I don't know, and I don't know that I can know, because it's like I can't step out of me and look at my own decision-making process.
Sometimes,
I am my decision-making process.
Glenn, I want to get Glenn back in here.
I have will. I'm not exactly sure what people mean by free will.
Right. Well, free will is will. If you have will, it must be free, right?
Well, I'm not sure what that means.
Glenn,
will or free will?
I'm not sure. My whole point is I'm not really sure what the point that people are trying to make in the process of arguing about free will.
I think that they're just restating that will is free.
Okay, Glenn, what do you think about all this?
You keep saying that, but what does it mean?
Glenn.
I tend to agree with Mark. I don't understand where Dale is coming out with his, his ideas of randomness. I don't even... I don't understand what he means by a little randomness creates free will.
I have acknowledged the compatibilistic notion of free will, that we really can't predict what people are going to choose. I cannot completely analyze my own decision making process, because it is me. It's what defines who I am. This is my decision making process. And so, what I'm trying to say is, there's what happened. What usually people are arguing against a deterministic universe, that everything has like a cause and effect on some level, even if it's, subatomic, whatever. And that's what they're arguing when they're talking about free will. And that's where I get frustrated, because then I'm trying to say, well, it's, I don't know if there is or not, or if my decision making process could be completely deterministic. And essentially it's unpredictable because it's so complex, but it could be completely deterministic.
Well, I've got
my neurons are firing a certain way.
You're willing to accept that idea.
Yeah. What I'm trying to, and usually the argument over free will is an argument whether the universe is deterministic or if there's this other element of what they call free will. But then, so
if it was non-deterministic, how would that grant you free will?
I don't.
If the process was random, and
But they will say this is what frustrates me.
Engenders free will.
This is what frustrates me. They'll say it's not randomness; it's something else. There's deterministic. There's like what you might think of as randomness, which is completely non-deterministic. It's just completely random.
Yeah, I think,
and then there's this other thing,
is
which is free will. And I'm like, there's no room for anything else. There's deterministic or random. And then maybe some mix of the two.
How does randomness engender free will? My will is my decision to do something, and I want
you're missing
the result.
Yeah, that's not what Dale's
saying.
I'm not arguing that.
I'm arguing the frustration of someone who argues that there is this third thing, which is free will. That there's deterministic, there's random, and then there's free will, which is this third thing. And like, there's no room for this third thing.
Does that make sense, Glenn?
I guess if you're going to look at it in light of those two opposing extremes, I don't know. I mean,
Dale is saying there's one or the other.
I think that a lot of the problem here is just semantics, and we have a limited kind of understanding.
I agree with that.
And a limited ability to
it's
will like is free will. There's your semantics. Yeah. I'd like to wrap this back in, if I could, to
thanks, Glenn,
to
for
an
the call,
entire
for sure.
hour ago. An hour ago, we had a guy on talking about 9/11 truth and how he's dedicated his life to sitting around and talking about something that was of really no import whatsoever, that he could basically realize that he could never get anything out of. And we asked him, why would you waste your frickin' time talking about this? Mm-hmm. Why would you hassle people, alienate people, and do this? And I really have to ask the question about this conversation. Why would we have this conversation if will is free will in the context that we, essentially have it in this life? Now, you could look outside of life and sort of look at people from the position of outside the fourth dimension and see what they're doing and that kind of thing. Why would somebody talk about this? And the answer to that is, why would somebody even be a 9/11 truther?
Well, we did talk about that. Like, it doesn't make much sense when it's not going to accomplish anything.
Right, being regardless a 9/11 truther or talking
being
about
being a 9/11 truther. Now let's bring free will down to relevance then. Like when you get into the topic of whether you can hold someone accountable for their actions, and that seems to be based on the idea of whether they have free will or whether they're.
Isn't that clear? Yes, you can hold somebody.
I agree. You should hold regardless of your beliefs about free will. I find that people want without really defining what free will is. A lot of people want to argue that for its existence so that you can punish people.
I think what I'm hearing you say, Mark, is that this is an irrelevant topic. This is an irrelevant conversation.
Right, as irrelevant as
9/11 truth, so-called.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Okay, good for you for feeling that way. I think that there are other people, like me, who find these kind of metaphysical discussions very interesting.
There are people that find 9/11 truth very interesting.
Right.
Why not be a 9/11 truther if you find it interesting?
You should be if that's what you want to do. I never said no one should be. I never said you shouldn't be a 9/11 truther. If that's what you want to do with your life, then you get to do that with your life. Fine and dandy. I don't find it to be a compelling discussion. I find things about the universe and the meaning of life and what we're discussing here, I find this to be a compelling discussion. I like conversations about theology. We do that sometimes, too, on this show, and we cover different topics.
But the answer is that free will, whether you're determinist or this other thing, what was this other term that you were using?
Random?
No, not the random thing. He had some other...
compatibilistic.
Yeah, compatibilist or whatever, is that free will is the same thing for those people. Whatever it is, and will is difficult to define, as is consciousness, as
well,
are so many things.
Completely what it is. I'm not sure what people saying it's free
just
will.
Just insert the same word. It's just the same thing, Dale. Will is free will. I mean, that's what people are using.
Well, people who the whole argument that we're in a deterministic universe is sort of an argument that there isn't free will, that everything is gonna happen a certain way.
And I can tell you that we cannot will the clock away because we are out of time.
Yeah.
But it's I've been enjoying the discussion, and if you don't like it, well, too bad. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And remember, you can call in and bring up whatever you want. This has been Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.